these buggies. We used to play with them.
Huh.
But my sister's in there and push them down the hill. You ever saw this going? Turned them things over. This, when we moved this house, it had two buggies, real good buggies. We tore them up.
Oh, really?
Pushing down the hill. Pumpkin soldiers or something.
Well, we was about 10, 12 years old. We didn't know. We didn't
play with everything.
Yeah.
We hadn't
got
killed.
Yeah, true.
Pushing
buggies down
there
and depending on
them
to stop and
get bushes and fences.
Crazy.
Kids would do anything. What would you call an amount of corn that you'd take to the mill at one time to
the ground? Mm-hmm. Well, I think it'd be a sack. Sack of corn.
Okay. If a wagon didn't have a full load, you'd
call that a jag.
Okay. Is a jag like a half load or is it a...
It'd be less than a half a load.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. If it's a half load, we'd call it a half load.
That's interesting. Nobody ever says jag. I asked that question.
I hadn't thought of that in a long time. That's exactly what they call a jag.
You know, I didn't ever know that word in connection with this, but I just say, you know, if you just have a little bit of something, I'd say just a little jag of something. Mm-hmm. I guess that's where it comes
from. Is that in a dictionary? Jag?
I don't know.
I wouldn't know how to spell it.
I don't know.
Jag.
You spell it with a G or spell it with a J?
I think it starts with a J. J-A-G.
Makes sense. Now, I don't know if it's in dictionary or not.
I believe it is. I think it is.
Also, you get anybody who's like, under 40, they don't know that word.
I imagine not.
Maybe over 40, they had connections.
Your body's about as good as mine about that. Some might be, my age wouldn't even know it.
Yeah.
If they were brought up in different environments.
Yeah, or in the city. Yeah.
No, you talk farm language, it is so different from industrial language.
Like your coal miner friend wouldn't have known that.
Oh, no. You take a carpenter. You already hear the oil field workers.
Oh, yeah.
My brother used to work down in Corpus Christi. And I visited. Now, they got their own English.
Mm-hmm. They do.
And I wouldn't dare start to try to remember some of their terms they use in their tools. And something about a head, a hog's head, I think. I think a hog's head is some of their tools is called a hog's head.
Huh.
Well, we eat hog's head, you know, some people put down there and they use it to drill wells with.
You wouldn't want to eat that.
No, it's ever occupation has its own type of language, see?
Mm-hmm.
And we out on the farm, we can get our own language.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's what I say. And it's never used outside the farm. What I'm talking about, all field workers don't use it outside their work. And then it goes into electrical engineers or mechanics and all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my electrical engineer husband, you know, I can't understand him when he talks about work.
Mm-hmm. Well, talking about automobile engineer, they have their own language, but it's dormant when they get that way from their job, they go back into talking.
Just regular.
So the dictionary has a rough time, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's true. You don't know whether to put that stuff in or not, you know.
Uh-huh. Because it's not exactly local. I don't know. It's not a localism. They talk that way all over wherever that...
Yeah.
Occupation in your industry goes.
Yeah, right. Like somebody in Dallas might not know jag, but you get a farmer in Tennessee, he's going to know jag.
Yeah. And butchers talk funny, too.
Butchers. Huh.
You know.
That's
something, if I did research all that, everyone has their own words, you know,
This project, mainly, you know, it's aimed at people in farming. And for women, you know, there are a lot of, I haven't got to them yet. You're going to hate that part. There are a bunch of cooking questions in here.
Well, how could you can expect a man to answer?
That's right.
Oh, well, I might could answer most of them, but I mean, I wouldn't be likely to know all of them.
That's right. You know, and I have to ask the women the farming questions, and they don't know. I have to ask the men the cooking questions, and they don't know.
I'd love to. Just see that tests how much retainment you had or how much exposure
in
you
the first
had.
Place, yeah.
And if you had exposure, your mind never